Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 20th. You'll be interested to know. 98 years ago today, in 1927, Charles Lindbergh embarked on the first solo nonstop transatlantic flight. Departing from Roosevelt Field in Long Island, New York, aboard the Spirit of St. Louis, he soared through the skies, overcoming fatigue and challenging weather conditions. After 33 and a half hours, Lindbergh triumphantly landed at Le Bourget Field near Paris, France, on May 21st. This monumental achievement not only showcased human ingenuity and determination, but also paved the way for the future of aviation, inspiring countless individuals to reach for the skies. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-to-thigh-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 mph, keeping things smooth as the day progresses. As we move into the afternoon, conditions may become a bit bumpy with shifting winds. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 2-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be 0 foot just before 10:30 a.m., with a 4-foot high tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents consistent clean conditions in the morning, with waves at 2 to 3 feet, ideal for beginners. Afternoon winds shift to fair as they increase to 8 mph, maintaining rideable surf. Friday sees a rise to 3 to 5 feet, but conditions become choppy by midday, making for a less favorable experience. Mellow mornings give way to more challenging afternoons. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:47, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:45. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with temperatures climbing to about 67 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 60 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 68 and light southwest winds. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 60. Thursday continues mostly sunny, with a high near 67. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 60. On Friday, look for partly sunny skies, with a high near 66, and Friday night will remain mostly cloudy, with a low around 61. Saturday brings more partly sunny weather, with a high near 65. Followed by a mostly cloudy night with a low around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch, or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new report reveals that San Diegans earning less than $100,000 are considered low income. This threshold, according to the California Department of Housing and Community Development, applies to various regions in the state, including San Diego County. The median income for a single-person household in the area is $91,550, while for a family of four, it is $130,800. Alarmingly, nearly one-third of households in the county struggle with basic living expenses, reflecting the rising cost of living. Other counties, like Orange and Santa Barbara, are also near this low-income threshold, showcasing a concerning trend across California. Now on to sports. Paige Beckers showcased impressive skills in her second game with the Wings against the Seattle Storm, matching notable statistics achieved by Caitlin Clark. In the 79-71 loss, Beckers recorded 19 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds. The last rookie to achieve such numbers in a game was Clark last season, accomplishing this 12 times, according to StatMamba. Beckers shot 7 for 14 from the floor, adding 2 steals and a block. Although the Wings are still seeking their first win, Beckers is finding her rhythm, hoping for success similar to Clark's journey last season. In local sports, tomorrow afternoon in Toronto, the Friars kick off game 1 of a 3-game series against the Blue Jays at Rogers Centre. Dylan Cease, with a 4.60 ERA, faces off against Chris Bassitt, boasting a 3.16 ERA. The odds are tight, with Toronto slightly favored. First pitch is at 4:07 in the Dome. In top news, recent studies reveal that diphenhydramine, a common over-the-counter medication, may significantly raise the risk of dementia and other cognitive impairments. Originally approved for allergy relief, it is now often used to treat insomnia and cold symptoms. However, experts warn that prolonged use can lead to serious side effects, such as memory impairment, weight gain, and diminished cognitive function. Notably, those using diphenhydramine daily for more than 3 years face a 54% higher risk of developing dementia. With safer alternatives available, health professionals recommend reconsidering its routine use for long-term relief. In business news, the owner of Francis Ford Coppola Winery has closed its production facility in Jacerville, laying off 15 employees. Delicato, which purchased the winery in 2021, filed a notice with California authorities stating the layoffs took effect on May 15th. Delicato, the fourth largest United States wine producer, cited ample production capacity at its other California locations. Meanwhile, the Francis Ford Coppola Winery remains open for tasting and other services. This closure follows a trend of downsizing in the wine industry, with several major companies announcing similar actions this year amid a global wine downturn. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $106,000. Ethereum is up 7% to just under $2,600. And Goetze's Maximus is up 4% to 16 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Anthropic is addressing a significant issue involving its Claude artificial intelligence, which it blames for an embarrassing and unintentional mistake in a legal filing. The chatbot included wording errors in a citation, which made it appear as if a genuine article did not exist. This occurred during a defense against claims from music publishers regarding the use of copyrighted lyrics for training Claude. An attorney for Universal Music Group stated, The sources cited were a complete fabrication. And Anfropic's defense attorney clarified that, while some errors were corrected, others went unnoticed, leading to the company's apology for the confusion caused. And in entertainment news, in a surprising twist, Nicolas Cage is set to portray the legendary John Madden in an upcoming film titled Madden, produced by Amazon MGM Studios and directed by David O. Russell. Cage, known for his eccentric roles and Academy Award-winning performances, will embody the late football icon, who was famous for his vibrant personality and expertise in both broadcasting and video games. Alongside Cage, Christian Bale will take on the role of Al Davis, the intense Raiders owner. The cast also includes John Mulaney as Trip Hawkins and Catherine Hahn as Madden's wife, Virginia. A release date has yet to be announced. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary Nikola Tesla. And he said, "The present is theirs. The future, for which I really worked, is mine." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.